4. Tip Shelf Services, M1, Junctions 28 to 9. Fran sipped her coffee. Well, she presumed it was coffee. The menu said it was coffee. It looked like coffee. It smelled vaguely like coffee, but it tasted like crap. She shook out another sachet of sugar, the fourth. Across the sticky plastic table, Alice picked half-heartedly at an anemic-looking bit of toast that was doing only a slightly better job than the coffee at fitting its purpose under the Trades Description Act.
"You going to eat that?" Fran asked.
"No,"
Alice replied absently.
"Don't blame you,"
Fran said, smiling sympathetically, even though the effort caused her cheeks to hurt, which at least matched her eyes and head. Her head was throbbing harder than ever in the bright fluorescent light. She hadn't eaten anything since the previous morning. Her belly was past food, but her head was pounding from the lack of nutrition and sleep. That was part of the reason she had decided they should stop for coffee and sustenance. Ha, bloody ha. Probably served her right that they weren't getting either. She pushed the coffee away.
"Do you need to go to the loo before we go?"
Alice started to shake her head, then reconsidered.
"How far do we have to go?"
Good question. How far? How far would be enough? She had no idea, but she didn't want to say that to Alice. She was supposed to be the one in control, the one with a plan. She couldn't tell Alice that she was just driving as fast as she dared, trying to put as many miles between them and their last address as possible.
"Well, it's a long way, but there are plenty of other service stations on the way."
Until they got off the motorway, of course, and then the only option would be a lay-by at the side of the road. Alice pulled a face.
"I suppose I could go now,"
said with the same amount of enthusiasm as if she had asked her to step into a cage with man-eating lions.
"You want me to come with you?"
Another hesitation. Alice had, among other things, a phobia about public bathrooms. However, at almost 8, she also had a bigger phobia about acting like a baby.
"No, I'm fine."
"Sure?" Alice nodded, and then, with a grim-faced determination that made her look oh so much older than her years, she rose from her seat. After another momentary hesitation, she reached across the table for her bag, a small pink rucksack decorated with purple flowers. Alice never went anywhere without it, not even to the toilet. As she slung it over her slight shoulder, it rattled and clicked. Fran tried not to frown, tried not to let the fear show on her face. She lifted her coffee cup and made a pretense of drinking from it as Alice walked away. Long brown hair caught up in a high ponytail, jeans tucked into fake Uggs, a large duffel coat swamping her skinny frame. A surge of primeval love overpowered her. It got you like that sometimes. Terrifying, the love you have for a child. From the minute you cradled that soft, sticky head in your arms, everything changed. You lived in a state of perpetual wonder and terror. Wonder that you could have produced something so incredible. Terror that any moment they might be taken from you. Life had never seemed so fragile or so full of menace before. The only time you shouldn't worry about them, she thought, was when they slept. That's when they should be safe, tucked up tightly in their beds. The problem was Alice didn't sleep in her bed, not always. Alice could fall asleep anywhere, at any moment, on the way to school, in the park, in the ladies' toilets. 1 minute awake, the next gone. It was scary. But not as scary as when she woke up. Fran thought about the rucksack, that restless rattling. Panic fluttered like a dark moth in her chest. Alice stared at the sign for the ladies. A woman in a triangle skirt. When she was little, she used to think it meant if she was wearing trousers, she couldn't go in. She didn't want to go in now. Fear gripped her belly hard, which of course just made the urge to wee even greater. It wasn't the toilets she was afraid of, or even the noisy hand dryers, although they used to scare her a bit. It was something else. something that was hard to avoid in any bathroom, but especially in public toilets with their row upon row of sinks and unexpected corners. Mirrors. Alice didn't like mirrors. She had been scared of them ever since she was little. One of her earliest memories was of playing dress-up and sneaking upstairs to look at herself in her mum's big mirror in the bedroom. She had stood in front of it, resplendent in her Elsa dress, and she had started to scream. Not all mirrors were a problem. Some were safe. She didn't know why. She couldn't explain it any more than she could explain why some were dangerous. Unfamiliar mirrors were riskier. Mirrors she didn't know. Those were the ones where she saw things. Those were the ones that could make her fall. "It will be all right," she told herself. "Just look down. Keep looking down." She took a deep breath and pushed open the door. The cloying smell of air freshener and harsh disinfectant caught in her throat and made her feel a little sick. No one else was in the toilets, which was unusual, but then it was still early and the services were quiet. She hurried to the closest toilet, keeping her eyes to the floor, and shut the door. She lowered herself onto the loo, had a wee, then quickly dried, flushed, and slipped out again, still trying to keep her eyes down. Now was the hard part. Now she had to get to the sink and wash her hands. She almost made it. But the soap wouldn't work. She pushed and pushed. And then she glanced up. She couldn't help it. Or maybe there was just something about that forbidden gleam that called to her. Like a door left slightly ajar. You couldn't help pushing it wider to see what lay on the other side. She caught sight of her reflection. Except it wasn't her. It wasn't really a reflection at all. It was a girl. Similar looking, although a few years older. But whereas Alice was dark-haired with blue eyes, this girl was pale, almost albino, with white hair and eyes like milky grey marbles.
"Alice."
Even her voice was pale and insubstantial, like it was being carried away on a breeze. "Not now. Go away."
"Shh. Shh now.
Leave me alone.
I need you."
"I can't."
"I need you to sleep."
"No, I'm not." But before the word "tired" could leave her mouth, Alice's eyelids snapped shut, and she slumped to the floor.